From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has determined that atrocities committed by the Islamic State, or IS, group in Iraq and Syria constitute genocide. Kerry spoke Thursday referring to IS by the Arabic term Daesh.
We know that in areas under its control, Daesh has made a systematic effort to destroy the cultural heritage of ancient communities, destroying Armenian, Syrian, Orthodox, and Roman Catholic churches, blowing up monasteries and tombs of prophets, desecrating cemeteries, and in Palmyra, even beheading the 83-year-old scholar who had spent a lifetime preserving antiquities there.
Kerry's declaration met a March 17th congressional deadline for the Obama administration to make a decision about atrocities the Islamic State group has committed against religious and ethnic minorities. The genocide declaration means the United States would prosecute any Islamic State member in the U.S., but it does not obligate any specific American action against the terror group in Syria or Iraq, where U.S. warplanes have been striking IS targets for months. Russian President Vladimir Putin says even with his troop withdrawal from the Syrian-Russian war front, he could, if necessary, within several hours, ramp up Moscow's military presence there again. As he decorated officers who served in war-wracked Syria, Putin said he does not want to escalate the conflict again and express hope for the common sense of Syrian authorities and opposition groups fighting President Bashar al-Assad to reach a peace accord. This is VOA News. As European Union leaders gather for a two-day summit in Brussels, doubts are mounting they will be able to reach agreement on a deal with Turkey to curb the tide of migrants arriving on their shores. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Even before the talks started in Brussels, European Council President Donald Tusk struck a negative note, saying he was more cautious than optimistic they would succeed. He said any migrant deal with Turkey must be based on three fundamental principles.
First, the agreement must be acceptable to all 28 member states, no matter big or small. Second, the agreement must fully comply with EU and international law. And third, the agreement must effectively help to solve the migration crisis and contribute to our comprehensive strategy, which includes getting back to Schengen, ending the way through policy, humanitarian assistance to Greece, support to the Western Balkans, and, of course, the reinforced cooperation with Turkey.
Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A Donald Trump presidency is the sixth biggest threat facing the world, tied with a prospect of terrorism destabilizing the global economy. That's according to an assessment by British research group EIU. Its latest ranking of global risks has a sharp economic slowdown in China at the top. That's followed by Russia's actions in Syria and Ukraine, bringing a new Cold War, a corporate debt crisis in emerging markets, and the fracture of the European Union. EIU says it does not expect Trump to win the November election, but that there is a moderate probability he will, and a high impact if he does. The group cites hostility toward free trade, advocacy of the killing of families of terrorists, support for ground troops in Syria, and alienation of both China and Mexico that could result in trade wars and fueling terrorist groups. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is planning what he calls a big speech Monday instead of debating his remaining two opponents for the party's presidential nomination. Trump was due to take part in the Fox News debate in Salt Lake City, Utah, with Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, but said Wednesday Republicans have had enough debates and he would not attend. Kasich said without Trump, he will not go either. Suddenly lacking candidates, Fox News canceled the debate. U.S. President Barack Obama has signed an executive order imposing new sanctions on North Korea in response to the authoritarian regime's latest nuclear and ballistic missile tests. The executive order follows North Korea's nuclear test on January 6th and ballistic missile launch February 7th. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.